In the Land of Four Quarters. In the early 1960s, Henry F. Dobbins, a young anthropologist working on a rural aid project in Peru, dispatched assistants to storehouses of old records throughout the country. Dobbins himself traveled to the Central Cathedral in Lima. Entering the nave, visitors passed by a chapel on the right-hand side that contained the mummified body of Francisco Pizarro, the romantic, thuggish Spaniard who conquered Peru in the 16th century. Or rather, they passed by a chapel that was thought to contain the conqueror's mummified body. The actual remains turned up years later, stashed inside two metal boxes beneath the main altar. Dobbins was not visiting the cathedral as a sightseer. Instead, he descended into the structure's basement, cold, dank, poorly lighted, to pore through birth and death registers. Dobbins had been dipping his toe into archival research for more than a decade, with results he found intriguing. His first foray into the past occurred in 1953, while he was visiting his parents in Phoenix, Arizona, during a school break. A friend, Paul H. Ezell, asked him for some help with his doctoral thesis. The thesis concerned the adoption of Spanish culture by the Pima Indians, who occupy a 372,000-acre reservation south of Phoenix. Many of the region's colonial-era records survived in the Mexican town of Altar, in the border state of Sonora. Ezell wanted to examine those records and asked Dobbins to come along. One weekend, the two men drove from Phoenix to Nogales on the border. From Nogales, they went south, west, and up into the highlands, often on dirt roads, to Altar. After surprising the parish priest by their interest in his records, the two young men pored through centuries-old ledgers, the pages beautifully preserved by the dry desert air. Dobbins was struck by the disparity between the large number of burials recorded at the parish and the far smaller number of baptisms. Almost all the deaths were from diseases brought by Europeans. The Spaniards arrived, and then Indians died, in huge numbers, at incredible rates. It hit him, Dobbins told me, like a club right between the eyes. At first, he did nothing about his observation. Historical demography was not supposed to be his field. 6 years later, in 1959, he examined more archives in Hermosilla and found the same disparity. By this point, he had almost finished his doctorate at Cornell and had been selected for a research team in Peru led by his doctoral advisor, Alan R. Holmberg of Cornell, the Holmberg after whom I have unkindly named Holmberg's Mistake. The choice was almost haphazard. Dobbins had never been to Peru. Peru, Dobbins learned, was one of the world's cultural wellsprings, a place as important to the human saga as the Fertile Crescent. Yet the area's significance had been scarcely appreciated outside the Andes, partly because the Spaniards so thoroughly ravaged Inca culture, and partly because the Inca themselves, wanting to puff up their own importance, had actively concealed the glories of the cultures before them. Incredibly, the first full history of the fall of the Inca Empire did not appear until more than 300 years after the events it chronicled, William H. Prescott's History of the Conquest of Peru, published in 1847.